Welcome to CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to My Journey of Faith, hosted by Cynthia McCutcheon, wife, mother, Bible teacher, and speaker, encouraging others to share their God stories to inspire others in their walk of faith. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk to the host or call in 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at Christian Women Affiliate. Here's your host.
Hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to My Journey of Faith Radio today. I'm very excited about our show today. So many times we do things in life and we get just kind of getting in a routine, the things that go on, but we're not here by accident, and we have a divine purpose, and that's kind of what our show is a little bit about today. My guest today is Bonnie Wallace. She is a mother of five children.
Five.
I had to make sure. She's been married to her husband, Scott, for 19 years, and she's also a breast cancer survivor. She is a ministry assistant to one of the Proverbs 31 women, and she is a blogger. She contributes to Right Where It Hurts and to Lynn Cowell's Wise Woman Raising Riser Daughters. She loves going to the beach, and her favorite food group is the same as my husband's, ice cream. I love that. I'm looking through, just reading your bio on the blog, Bonnie. I loved what you said about when you were diagnosed with cancer. After 15 months of treatment, you did what most mamas did in a crisis. You fell apart. I love the honesty of that. So thank you, Bonnie, for being on this show. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I am so blessed to talk with you today.
Well, let's kind of talk about your story, because your story isn't just cancer survivor. It is a little bit more about your journey of walking and encouraging women towards the a journey with God. So let's kind of talk a little bit about your story.
Well, my story is it really started when I was 11 years old, and that is when I believed on Jesus Christ as my Savior. And although God gave me that faith to believe, and I grew up with parents who loved me, we were not a church-going family. And so subsequently, I didn't know anything about God or how to have a relationship with Him. And for 17 years of my life after that decision, I went through many, many struggles that included rejection, poor decisions in youth, very, very deep, dark depression, emotional abuse, two divorces, and single motherhood. And in February of 1994, I made the decision that I was done trying to live life on my own terms. And I decided that no matter what, I was going to run after Jesus and I was going to walk in His ways. Well, He blessed me. And 4 months later, I met my precious husband. We were married right away. We were engaged on our second date. And
wow.
We had four children. I know. We had four children in addition to the beautiful son that I already had. And I left my career to be a full-time wife and mother, and I poured my life into my family and my church and my friends. I just desperately wanted to serve God and be His hands and feet. And through the years, we just had a pretty normal life and experienced normal things that families do. We had the serious illness of a child, and we had financial losses, and we parented strong-willed children. But though our lives weren't perfect, I was still determined to keep my course and serve God. Along the way, He was growing me and changing my life and the life of my family to look like Him. And then in 2011, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer, and I felt like the rug was just pulled out from underneath my feet. I had 15 months of treatments that included surgeries and chemotherapy and radiation. And like you said and mentioned, I mamas do. I had pulled myself together and I got through all the hard stuff. And then afterward, I started to process what we had just been through. And I fell apart. And so during this emotional process of digesting my battle with cancer, I was looking back over my life, and it seemed as though I had just been going from one hard thing to the next and running from one person's need to the next. And I had poured myself into a life that could be snuffed in cancer, and I'd poured myself into a family whose lives were moving forward, and I felt like life was moving on without me. My husband had his career, and it was going well, and my children are starting to live their own lives, and I started to feel very alone and without purpose. And the honest truth is I started to think and believe that the woman who gives up everything ends up with nothing. And I just said, really, God, all that for this?
Wow.
And in his kind and gentle way, God spoke to me over time, and he gave me what I call my aha scripture. And that scripture turned my way of thinking completely around.
So what is this aha moment? Because I know that there are women out there that go through life just like you said, even if they didn't go through cancer or some life mm-hmm. big change thing, that they feel alone without purpose. I've been there. The first week after my last one left the nest, I was like, now what do? I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what is
yes.
What scripture did God bring you to?
Well, what he showed me was Psalm 84, 5 through 7. And in the scripture, God says that happy are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs, and the autumn rains also cover it with pools, and they go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion.
Mm.
And so what that was showing me, my heart was struck by this scripture, and I need to say that, I mean, this was a process of quite a few months and pressing and digging and very often thinking that if I just act normal, one day I'll feel normal. And so it was definitely a journey with God, but he really struck me in this scripture. And as my heart was struck by these words, I started to study these verses. And I wanted to know what was going on in scripture at this time. And through this, my perspective changed. I no longer saw myself from here looking forward to heaven. I saw myself from heaven looking back.
Mm. Wow. In this scripture, there's the Valley of Baca. There's
mm-hmm.
a meaning to that. It means the Valley of Tears.
Yes.
A lot of times we don't look at that. We don't think of the Valley of Tears. So
yes.
Is that something that kind of grabbed you and pulled you with that?
Absolutely, because I am walking in that Valley of Tears, and I also believe that as Christians, we are all walking in that Valley of Tears, and the reason is because we have a double portion of grief as believers. We have the grief that comes through the world in loss and sickness and disasters, but we also have the grief of bearing other people's burdens and our own grief over our sin. And so I believe that that's part of the Valley of Tears. So I think that we all go through that as Christians, but I was definitely going through the Valley of Tears. And in these verses, King David, the man after God's own heart, is in hiding. And At this time, the Ark of God, or God's presence, was in Mount Zion, and the Israelites are in the process of making one of their required journeys or pilgrimages to Mount Zion to appear before God for worship and rest. And they had to go through a vast desert called the Valley of Baca, or the Valley of Tears. And this journey was full of difficulties and suffering. And in order to survive, they would have to drink from strategically dug wells, and they would dig small pits to catch water when it rained, and they would dig trenches that would allow water to flow to them from the main river. And with this water, they were able to continue on their way to God. And even though they were tired and they were beaten down and they were scorched and I just so dry, that God says that each one of them appeared before him. Every one of them was accounted for, and not one was lost. And so through David, God is telling me that I am blessed because my heart's been set on him and his ways and his journey. And when I am weak, he is strong. And so when I saw my life as moving in this valley of tears, and I saw it as moving from weakness to weakness, God showed me that it really was a journey of moving from God's strength to God's strength. And he is filling my pit, and he was filling my trench with his life-sustaining living water so I could continue that journey that is ultimately leading me to enter my final rest and my worship with him face-to-face.
I love that. You know, out of the overflow of our heart, the mouth speaks. And you are doing that. God is filling you up. And the overflow of your heart is coming out on your blog, your online presence with devotions to other women. Tell us a little bit about that. How are you reaching women and encouraging them through your blog?
Well, I do have I want to mention a disclaimer, and that is that everything looks better on a blog. There is nothing pretty about or perfect about my life except God's Word, and I think women can be, or I guess people in general, can be defeated by reading blogs and reading Facebook and seeing all these great and wonderful things that people are doing, and they can make us feel really bad. So that's my disclaimer. So my ministry has two parts. And the first part is the blog ministry. And I write devotions that are purposely designed to be a quick read, full of encouragement and truth and God's power. And I write them for women who are busy because I think we are all very, very busy. And I try to write in a way that puts the reality of where I am, which is I am seeking my purpose. I'm seeking the next season of my life. I don't know what it looks like, but I know that there's something there. And, you know, when we're little girls, we dream about being married and having children or having a career. We have a picture of what that looks like. And I can dream about retirement with my husband. I can see us serving or traveling or being at the beach or those things, but it's the place in between that I don't know what it looks like. It's all new for me. And so I try to pour myself onto those pages. I speak everything that God wants me to hear, and I just want women to be encouraged to keep their eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the reward of heaven. And then there's a second half of my ministry, because although blogging and the internet and social media is a great way, a great tool to reach women, I don't want to lose sight of the woman that's right in front of me. And so when I go somewhere, I pray that God would show me the woman who needs to know he is with her. And so I believe that every appointment we have is divinely set, and that could be at the grocery store or at the coffee shop. And I want to see them, and he gives me words, and they're very simple. It's so easy. And I'm just able to lean in and tell them, God sees you. God sees your heart. He loves you. He wants you to know that this is the year of the Lord, those kinds of things. And so I have the blog ministry, but I also have those appointments that are in my everyday life.
Right, and I think that's very important that we open our eyes so that we can see those appointments. A lot of times we walk through so hurried in life that we blinded almost. We have the scales over, or the like the horses have the blinders that just keep them focused on the tunnel, and that's where they've got to get to. But we've got to broaden out so that we can see those divine appointments that God puts in front of us. And that is very true.
And like you said, that takes time.
It does.
That takes a few extra minutes.
It does. It takes just, sometimes it's just that quick smile or that mom that just, I've seen, you know, the moms with the little kids just going nuts around them at the store, and they're just frazzled. They just need a word of encouragement to them.
Yes. Yes.
Before we go much further, though, I want to make sure that everyone knows about your how to find you on the blog. Since we're talking about it, let's go ahead and tell them the address. It's on the page where you linked in to listen to the show, but I want to make sure anyone that's listening that just has the volume up, they'll know how to do it. It can be in their brain. So tell us how to find you.
Well, the title of my ministry is Live Like You Know Where You Are Going. So people can find me at livelikeyouknow.com or by my name, BonnieJWallace.org.
And I love your website, your blog. It's just, I don't know, it's just peaceful. When you look at like the little sparrow and live like you know where you're going. And I love that tagline because so many times we don't really live like we know where we're going. How did you come up with that?
Well, as I had started to look into that scripture, I was able to rethink the way that I looked over my life. And I could see that God had been with me in every single moment from being created, but from the moment he gave me faith to receive him as my Lord and Savior, and in the protection of that salvation, I see his hand, and I can see now how he has blessed me and how he's given me strength to use every experience I have for something good. And I can see how everything has been grounded in the purpose of fulfilling his plan to make me and others more like him. And so with that, I see where I'm going. I can picture it. I can get a hold of it. In my mind, and I can get it a hold of it in my heart, and it gives me a perspective of that this is not where I am going to end up. This is not where I am going to stay. I have an eternity set with him, and this is a very, very brief moment of time.
That's true. Well, we only have a little bit of time left, so I want to give you just a moment a few minutes, and you can take whatever you need. If a woman walked up to you and she just told you, I'm in a season, I just feel lost. My passion isn't there. It's not burning. I had a passion once, but it's gone. But the passion's not there now. I don't feel like I'm going from strength to strength. I feel like I'm going from need to need. what would you think God would have you share?
I would tell that woman, and my heart would just, I know where she is, and so my heart would break for that woman. But I would tell her that God wants you to know that you are never stuck. You are never weak. You are never alone. You are not moving from weak point to weak point. You are moving from God's strength to God's strength. And with each step, Jesus is with you, and he will sustain you with his life-giving water. And one day, you will take the final strength step, the one that overcame death, and you will enter his rest, and you will see Jesus face to face. And God wants you to live confident of your reward with your eyes fixed on him, and he wants you to know that the woman who gives up everything ends up with everything and more. And our purpose, our first purpose, is in relationship with him. But the exciting thing about not knowing what your purpose is that you have to rely on God. You have to press into him. And it's exciting to see what he unfolds. And I am learning that what he has for me is bigger and better than anything I can imagine.
That is wonderful. That is, I love that. So just so you'll know, you were kind of talking to me right there because I am that woman at times. No, I don't know where I'm going. I'm there. So thank you so much for that word of encouragement. Did we leave anything out? Oh, on your blog, you have where they can sign up to subscribe for your online devotions. Is that correct?
Yes. I write devotions that cover one truth over 3 days. So it's kind of like a mini study. And because we had the new year, my latest devotion was about not starting a new year, but continuing what God is already doing in us, and what are we running for, and what are we running to. And so I cover that in small pieces over 3 days. It's called One Truth in 3 Days, and they can subscribe there, and also when they do, there is a free download of the verse, my aha verse, that spoke to me, along with a short encouraging note of what that verse means and what God is telling us in it.
And I've got this, and listeners, I tell you, it is beautiful. It is designed beautiful. It's very encouraging, even the little message after the verse itself. So that will be definitely going up on my wall because it is wonderful reminder, something very pretty and draws you in to it. So, Bonnie, I just want to thank you so much for joining me and being on this show today. This is such a wonderful time as we go into the new season, the new year. So many times we need that aha verse, something, that scripture, to dig into him, to see life from God's perspective. And I thank you so much for your ministry of reaching out to ladies and doing that.
Thank you. Cynthia, thank you so much for letting me share my heart in this thing that just burns inside of me. And thank you in that you give me strength, and it's precious that you say that I give you strength and encourage you. And I just believe that we all can live from strength to strength. We can be each other's strength with God working through us. And we can keep our eyes on heaven and meet there one day and worship him forever.
Exactly. Through this radio show, I've got a lot of women I want to meet when I get to heaven because we are not in the same part of the country, and
yes.
I've talked to them, and I'm like, I've got to meet her one day.
Yes, yes, I can't wait.
I know. Well, for those of you listening, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. I want you to remember to share your story. Your story counts. It matters to everyone because there's someone out there that can connect with it and bond with it and be encouraged to live on, whether it be going from strength to strength or if they've been going from need to need. The things that God has placed in our path is there to help not only ourselves but to help others that come behind us. So share your story. And until next week, I want to just encourage you, dig into your word. Find that aha scripture. Psalms 84:5-7 may not be yours, but it's in there. Find your aha scripture. Pull it to you. Type it out on a piece of paper. Put it up so that you can see it. And go forth with the Lord from here on out. Thank you again, and until next week, goodbye.